The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jung, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, talked a little bit about the Rockets jettisoning Melo. We talked a little gambling. We talked a little Rockets Warriors. Haven't gotten to the NFL game tonight, which is also very interesting because somebody's going to be up against it for making the playoffs after tonight when the Seahawks and Packers
are off.
Talked a lot of Jeff Bond,
too. You like a side on that?
I like Seahawks.
I do, too.
I don't know if they'll cover because every one of these Seahawks-Packers games always seems to come down to some weird thing at the end that benefits the Seahawks. So,
when you think about it like this, who would you take on a neutral field, Seattle or Green Bay, straight up?
I'd probably still take Seattle.
I think I would too. And knowing that Seattle's got probably the biggest home field advantage in the NFL, and that number's still three.
Yeah,
they're telling you that the Packers are a better team than the Seahawks, and I just don't think that's true.
The number I use for Seattle's home field advantage is 4.5.
Ooh,
which
okay.
is
it's a little more than I would have said, but
one of the top ones in the league, and
that's got to be the top one, right?
I'll have to double check. The New Orleans is up there, but I think that's the top one.
You know who else is up there? Green Bay.
Green Bay is, yeah.
And here's kind of the people don't talk about this
Denver's
necessarily.
A really big one.
People don't talk about it a lot. When they talk about home field advantage or home field advantages in handicapping, but typically the teams that have a greater home field advantage, it's the adverse effect on the road.
Right.
So they are if a team's a well above average home team, usually they're a below average road team.
Well, in the cases where you have that big of an advantage, well, part of the reason Seattle's such a tough place to play is
travel. It's out of the way,
and you're a lot of times going through time zones unless you're the 49ers or one of the teams in the division. And while it doesn't sound like much because these guys fly fancy jets and all, it's still very, very difficult to adjust to. And that works the other way. And we always talk about negative body clocks. Well, Seattle, if they had to go to Miami, that's going to give Miami more of a home field advantage than Miami ordinarily would have because of that trip. And there's other factors. I mean, just the weather up there is different. And those things come into play, too. And Miami Yeah, I mentioned Miami. I mean, that especially early in the season, you know what the weather's like there because it's the same thing here. It's hot and muggy and gross, and you're outside, and teams aren't used to that. And so there's a lot of factors that come into play with that. But it's also one of the reasons why you look at some teams that are more centrally located, your Texans, Dallas, they don't really have as much of a home field advantage. It's not all about the fans and the noise. It really isn't. There's other factors that come into play. Green Bay, it's not exactly easy to get to Green Bay either.
Yeah.
So and that has a lot to do with it.
Well, and for the purposes of tonight only, think about what the Packers have done recently from a travel standpoint to L.A., to Boston, now back to Seattle. That's a lot of travel.
Yeah, and it does wear on you. And especially
on Thursdays.
Yeah. On a short week. Yeah.
So that's why typically I'm looking for the home team. Every Thursday I'm looking for the home team.
Yeah.
I'm looking for – so that's the first thing I see is, okay, this is the Thursday night matchup. Let me find a reason to like the home team. And it doesn't always work.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely looking for a reason to like the home team.
Yeah, you almost got me talked into that one. So, I was thinking about it anyway. I think I used it on our pool.
Okay.
I think I did take Seattle in that.
I think I have too. I got to check it out.
713 says, hey, Fred, I got a trip to Oklahoma during Thanksgiving. Which game would you play in if you had the choice? $125 buy-in seniors event at Choctaw or $175 buy-in at Windstar with about 200 players on Saturday? I would do the seniors event because just by definition.
Half the people are going to fall asleep.
Or die.
Yeah.
Right, in the middle.
That's always a possibility.
No, I feel like and one of the reasons why – you know, I kind of got my eyes on that seniors event at the WSOP this year. You're automatically eliminating a lot of really good players, and there'll still be good players there. But I'd rather go to a tournament that's limited like that because you're not going to be sitting down next to a bunch of guys who are really, really good that you don't know. You will be, but you're taking a whole bunch of players out of play that, frankly,
could be better than you.
That could be a lot better than you. So, yeah, I would do that. And that's not to, you know, not to make it sound like if you're over 50, you can't play. Because I put a lot of guys over 50.
Yeah, there's a lot of good players.
Really, really good.
But there's also a lot of good players that are 22 years old, and you wouldn't think that they're good. But they learned the game differently than you. They learned the game from math instead of, you know.
And I'll also say this. The one senior tournament I played in, there were a lot of older guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're like – early 50s like me, even up to, say, 65, you're going to have an advantage over a lot of these really old guys that still play like it's limit hold'em.
Yeah.
And that whole generation before me plays no limit like it's limit because that's what they grew up in. And so, yeah, I would play that one, and good luck. Go cash. Make some money.
Yes, it is on my pick sheet for that.
Now I got to look mine up because I remembered to do it today. I've been struggling with that. But I got to
do the gal one.
I already did that one. So, you know what? No, I didn't use that one. I used Minnesota over Northwestern.
Love that one.
Syracuse over Notre Dame.
Okay.
Bengals over Baltimore, +4.5.
I don't want to mess with that game.
Steelers -5.5 over Jacksonville.
Okay.
Kansas City over the Rams.
Okay. What number did you get with Kansas City?
2.5.
Okay.
I think Kansas City wins outright.
I'm starting to like Kansas City more. Like it's gotten over. It's like 3.5
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I'm probably going to bet that one separately.
I think I will, too.
Because I cannot believe that home field switch is worth 3.5 points.
I don't think so.
The Coliseum is not worth that many points, and everybody's getting disrupted by this, so I don't think there's a particular advantage for either team. LA's still staying in Denver because that was their plan
So they had to travel on a week that they've got a home game now.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think it's
– So here's the thing for me. I think the Rams are a better team. Like in my power rankings, I still have the Rams ahead of the Chiefs. But – I don't have them 3.5 points better on, I mean, especially on what's borderline a neutral field. I mean, I didn't have them way better on a neutral field. The Coliseum's not really much more than a neutral field for the Rams.
No, it really isn't.
And they've got a better home field advantage than the Chargers do in L.A. But right now, I mean, once the Rams get their new stadium built and they become a part of the city, maybe, and especially if they win, which is, you know, if that team wins, then the city's going to eat them up. But yeah, I don't understand that number.
All right, well, let's ask Rafael Esparza because he happens to be on the phone. Vegas sports gambling analyst, MyBookie. Rafael, what do you think of that game and what we were talking about with that? Because I'm really finding myself liking the Chiefs more and more.
I tend to lean a little bit towards the Rams. I was more curious. I know they were canceled because the field was bad, but USA's played Mexico in that stadium and that second field in soccer, and I played that game, and that field was even worse. I've seen that field much worse, but I guess football players are a little bit more soft than soccer players. But I understand that you said that the Memorial Coliseum is not really a home field advantage for the Rams. I think the Rams need this win more than I think Kansas City, just because of how they lost to the Saints, and they want to keep this close in the NFC. They need to keep on winning. I think they're going to have enough stops in the second half. I think it's going to be a close win, but I have the Rams pulling it off very close, and I can't believe I said defense when I was talking about these two teams.
Well, your name came up the other day when we saw the Game of Thrones odds that were posted on my bookie, and I know that's something you have an interest in. I'm loving the Night King at +850. I'm going to tell you.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Just because of what I'm hearing coming out of my HBO sources, and here's another thing I would never say on air that I have HBO sources, but I know they're looking at maybe doing a spinoff all about the Night King. So that what a way to better bring into that spinoff if he was the one that was the last ruler. So I love those odds.
So game tonight here in town, Houston and Tulane, and Houston's lost two in a row. Their defense is atrocious, and Tulane can run the ball really well. UH can't stop the run. I'm loving the over 68 on this. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I agree. If you're looking at this game, I would say look at the over, because Tulane's offense has been much better the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know they put up 24 points at home against Tulane, but when they're on the road, it seems like their offense clicks better. Tulane scoring 41 points against South Florida. I agree with you. If you're going to look at one spot, look at the over, because you said it. Houston's offense, they gave up 59 points to the Temple Owls at home. Give me the over as well.
Yeah, and over 200 yards rushing to like a 300-pound guy running the ball for Temple. It was pathetic to watch. The other local team in action, the Texans are at Washington. Both teams 6-3, and Texans are road favorite here. Is that just an indictment of the lack of advantage that the Redskins have at home, or is that people starting to believe in the Texans?
I think it's a little bit both. I don't think no one's really sold on any of those NFC East teams, including the Washington Redskins. I know they beat up on Tampa Bay, which is lacking. Atlanta lacking. They beat up on the Giants, which is not that hard. They beat up on the Cowboys, which is not that hard. I think Houston's the real deal. I think winning this nice winning streak that the Texans got going, I think it continues.
All right. That's Rafael Esparza, Vegas gambling analyst, my bookie, and also a fan of the Night King. Rafael, as always, we appreciate the time, sir, and we will talk to you again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, and that's this perfect segue into MyBookie, and because MyBookie has all kinds of great, they had all kinds of great bets. I mean, we were talking about the Game of Thrones stuff, but all the games we're talking about, you can go and bet right now. You can do it on your phone, which is awesome. And the one thing I like best is if I win, I know I'm going to get paid. I cashed out a few weeks ago, and it was easy. It was fast. I got my money. That doesn't happen with a lot of websites. That's why MyBookie is the only website I use. In-game live betting as well. If your team gets off to a slow start and you think they're going to come back, you can jump in and play. They got prop bets, whatever you want to get into. All you have to do is go to your computer and mobile phone and Google MyBookie to get your account started, or just go to MyBookie.ag. How about this? They'll match your first deposit 50%. So if you put in $200, you're going to have $100 to play with. You just have to use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
All right, let me tell you guys about my good friends at Bill Advisor. If you've got monthly recurring bills, and let's face it, we all do, you're overpaying on those things. And I know what you're thinking. Not me. I got a great rate when I signed up. Well, maybe you did. You know what you're paying now? You're paying the loyal customer rate. And for some reason, the loyal customer rate ain't as good as the new customer rate. That's where Bill Advisor comes in. They come in. They take a look at all your bills. Then what they do, they go in and talk to your bill providers, and they lower your rate. And we're talking about real money. Listen, they guarantee they're going to save you at least $300, but that's like the bare minimum. Craig from Cypress saved $1,642 on his home and auto insurance. Robert B. from Conroe saved $1,943 on home insurance. And then Michael J., just this week, saved $3,066 on his auto insurance. That could be you, guys. And it's so simple to get started. It's so easy. They want to make it easy for you, so you'll be more apt to just go ahead and give them a try. There's no risk. Because, like I said, it's a money-back guarantee. Just text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. Your personal bill advisor is going to get your information. They're going to start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Jackson's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Jackson's in Cypress. And
I chose wisely on my drink.
Oh, yeah. Two thumbs up for the steak.
Yeah.
Actually, three thumbs up, but, you know, that's kind of weird. Lance says his wife works in the boardwalk area, and it's really nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah, it's a terrific area. But
I've never been out here.
No, I'm. You know what? I never say this. I'm actually going to bring the wife out here.
Yeah,
for dinner.
I think my wife would like it out here too.
I'm going to make the drive to bring the wife out here.
I'll do the same.
Yeah. Now I will make her drive.
Oh yeah.
But I will bring her out here for
this. Yeah.
Because this is I'll be honest, this is like right up her alley. This is the kind of stuff she loves. So, and then I can just sit at the bar and watch sports. While she drinks $150 bottles of wine.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Not me.
Says Peter asked
a question. John interrupted my food.
Well, your client interrupted your food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he knows. I was staring at that steak the whole time I'm doing my live read, just thinking, man, I better get this done so I can start diving in. But Peter says. Performance this year hurt Ed Oliver's draft stock? I don't think so, for two reasons. I think when he tests at the combine, it's going to confirm everything that everybody says about him. And I think it's almost like Nick Bosa. You're just taking the – I don't think he's going to play again. So I'd be surprised if he played again.
Brought you more food?
What is that?
Well, bourbon-glazed quail. Oh, boy.
That looks amazing.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's not just for me. You're supposed to have some of that, too.
Oh, okay.
So, because I see at least two quail there.
Okay.
And, yeah, that looks really, really good.
Foster says, with the success of Mahomes, are you guys still out on air raid systems producing good quarterbacks? I mean, I've admitted that I didn't think Mahomes or Goff, for that matter, coming out of the systems that they came out of, would have success. That said, both of them have been paired with a perfect coach.
Yeah.
And, well, no, I'm going to keep that.
Yeah, he's still working on that.
So, if you're telling me that, you know, like any air raid quarterback, no matter where he goes, is going to work out, I would say no. Because here's what I'll ask. If let's say you took Patrick Mahomes and you put him here in Houston, would he have had as much success as he's had?
No.
There's no way.
But I think Deshaun Watson would be even more successful.
Oh, no doubt. If he was with Andy Reid, yeah.
So
it's still up for debate for me. I'm still not – they're not going to be my first choice. But I was wrong to say that it couldn't work in the NFL.
Well, I just think historically it hasn't. But the reality is most teams are going to that now.
Yeah.
So more quarterbacks are going to programs that run that kind of offense. And I kind of think it's always been a little bit overrated, the pro-style offense in college, because, you know, define what a real pro-style offense is, because there's so many variations now that guys
are
using.
Well, in the day, pro-style offense meant you lined up with a fullback and a running back, like an I formation.
Right.
And no one does that anymore.
Right.
That's dinosaur football.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, to me, a pro-style offense means the quarterback – will line up under center. He'll line up in shotgun. He'll you know, things move around. He has to make multiple reads per play, not just one read, and then he's gone. So I think there's still something that you could refer to as a pro-style offense. I just think it's different than what it was 10, 15 years
ago. It's evolved a lot because guys have worked on a lot more college stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, I think just because you've had a couple of successful guys, though, doesn't mean it's going to work long term either.
Right.
And I do think in Mahomes' case, I wasn't crazy about him coming out of college for a lot of reasons until he went to the Chiefs. And I said it at the time, if they get him to sit there and he can wait for a year behind Alex Smith and learn, then he's got the physical talent. Nobody does that anymore, though. You draft a guy, of all the guys drafted this last year, I guess Lamar Jackson may start Saturday, but everybody else has started.
Yeah.
You had to throw him out there, and you don't get that chance to develop like that behind a coach like that. And that was just
– Is it a lock that Lamar Jackson's starting?
I think today something else – he didn't practice today.
Lamar Jackson didn't?
No.
Oh, boy.
Bob Griffin did.
Oh, no.
So it may be Bob Griffin. I'm feeling much better about my Bengals pick on here, by the
way.
Oh,
my.
If it's Robert Griffin.
Isn't that an under game?
Feels like it, doesn't it?
I mean, I know the Bengals' defense is horrible now, but you think about the Ravens' defense, and then you think about the Ravens throwing out Robert Griffin III, that just feels like an under game.
Yeah, as of yesterday, it was supposed to be Lamar Jackson, and then
he didn't
miss practice today, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Wow.
But yeah, probably going to be Robert.
Oh, boy.
Well, who knows? I mean, maybe he's healed up and he sat long enough that you get something out of him. So we will find out. But, we'll go through some NFL lines at some point today. We'll definitely – college will hit hard at 6 o'clock with Brad Powers. So – who's?
Yeah, I gotta have him talk me into some stuff.
Yeah,
I don't feel.
I've already made a bunch, so
I've made one play.
I usually wait until Thursday, but I'm kind of like that has burned me now the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
he's like totally either loves something or doesn't, and then I change my mind and it goes the other way, that looks good.
I've made one college play. I made it on Monday. It's probably going to be wrong because I beat the market by a mile. So I got Minnesota at +3.
Yeah.
It's now Minnesota -2.5. So I beat the market by 5.5 points minimum. I'll probably still find a way to lose that ticket. That's typically when I do lose, is when I'm like, oh, my God, this is a can't lose.
Well, and I'm with you on that one on our pick'ems.
Yeah.
So that's and I don't have the price you got. So
yeah, it's 2.5 on that game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still way better than -2.5.
Right, right. But I made the right drink choice too.
Yeah, good drinks out here too. That's a good spot.
Yeah, man, I'm liking this. I got to tell you,
I'm spending the night here. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. I'm spending the night.
I could.
Yeah.
Just sit right here at this table all night long.
There you go.
It's a perfect spot because I got all three TVs. Got all this great food. Yeah, I think it could happen. Hey, quick plug for Sports Map.
Give it to him.
There, Joel Blank has a video up on who is the weakest link on the Belichick coaching tree. Wonder who that might be. There's a breakdown on the Rockets-Warriors tonight. Our friend Mindy Leveno did a How to Train for the Houston Marathon without running all the time. You have to run, obviously, but she gives you some other training methods.
Oh,
so
I know if you got to run, I'm not doing it.
I've got a story up introducing an innovation map. We've got Charlie Polillo saying Watt and friends should dominate Sunday.
They should.
They should. We'll see. Cowboys report from Rogelio is up. And AJ's NFL fantasy football rankings for week 11.
They are up.
Right above the soccer report, which is involves something called the Libertadores final.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
Yeah, the picks are up. And if you're struggling to keep other things up, or maybe maybe you're sluggish at work throughout the day. Maybe you've got low testosterone, and sometimes you don't even know it. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, what they're doing is not the same as the other guy. The other guys, they want to give you testosterone injections, synthetic injections, and Man Centers doesn't recommend that. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, because when you're on that synthetic testosterone, it can damage fertility, can cause dependency, long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. And who wants shrinkage? Nobody likes that. Nobody. Guys, they've got three locations to choose from. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Nice new facility down there in Webster. Go check them out. And you get that $350 checkup. It's absolutely free to you. There's no excuses. A free general mail wellness checkup just for going in, telling them you're a blitzer. 832-358-8600 to set up an appointment or go to mancenters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I can say with 100% certainty, this place is really good.
Yeah, food is out of this world here.
The food's
beverages
amazing.
Not bad either.
The beverages are up there. And want to thank Jason and the staff for bringing us a quail and steak. And, I mean, it was just amazing. And really nice setup here. So come on out to Jackson's if you're in the Cypress area. If you haven't checked it out, then come some other time. I'm not lying. I'm going to bring the wife up here for dinner one night. Maybe next week, just when we got a few days off. All right, time for our fantasy genius. You know him as Chris Harris. You can get everything he does at harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. And Chris, we'll start off with the how I was one of about probably 10 million people who went in and picked up Rashad Penny for this week. Was that a good move, or was that the one shot I was going to get and I missed it last week?
I mean, I good question. We'll find out. I'll tell you in about 4 hours.
You're not on in 4 hours. Neither are we.
What's that?
I said you're not on in 4 hours. Neither are we.
That's right. Yeah, no, I mean, if you know what the Seahawks are going to do, you probably shouldn't be talking to me. You probably should go to Vegas. My feeling is that Penny probably is the best pure athlete at running back that Seattle has, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's ready for prime time, a full week of play. I mean, it was two runs last week, and they were good runs against the Rams, but they were pretty open. They were pretty wide open. I think my experience of Penny on film to that point had been sort of really, really good lateral quickness, especially for a 220-pound guy, but not a lot of sense to him, not a lot of north-south acceleration, a lot of hesitation. A little better last week, so I don't think it's been determined. If there's one position that we know for sure can change any week, it's Seattle running back. 3 years in a row, it's been Eddie Lacy, and it's been J.D. McKissick, and it's been, they had C.J. Spiller, and it's been Kristen Michael, and it's been, they will change it up, so I think adding him was the right thing to do. I'm not sure about starting him tonight, though.
What about Demaryius Thomas with the Texans now that he's had a little time? Where do you see him? Is he a viable WR2 for you?
I mean, I say good luck. Man, I'm not a big Demaryius fan anymore. I used to be, but those Peyton Manning days are a long time ago. Amari Cooper has looked really good for 2 weeks after being a dog for a couple of years in Oakland, so maybe Houston is going to fix what has ailed Demaryius Thomas. The difference to me is that Cooper doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins on his team. and now Kiki Coutee is going to be back. And, I can't tell you what's going to happen. I can't tell you who they're going to throw to more. Thomas will be on the field. We know that. My experience of him on film these past probably 2 years, maybe even three, is that he doesn't love to go over the middle. He doesn't love to take a hit. He doesn't always catch the ball. And, I'll just leave it at that.
There's not a lot of valuable, not a lot of QB1s who are sitting out this week, even though there's six teams on bye, because Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, and the Niners are all on bye. You probably don't have those guys. But if you've got Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, this might sound crazy. I looked at Dak Prescott, but I'm also looking at Eli Manning. Is Eli Manning a streamable quarterback this week?
He probably wouldn't be my first choice, but I mean, I'm the problem with Eli is never going to be anything other than Eli. That there are plenty of weapons there. It's criminal. What the Giants have done is criminal. There's an offense. I don't care how bad the line is. It's an offense that should be good, and it's not. And it's Eli's fault, but, he played totally within himself last week, national TV game, didn't make any mistakes, threw it 4 yards down the field every time he threw it, and took the touchdowns, get the Sterling Shepard touchdown at the end to take it. And Tampa's awful on defense, so there's some logic there. There's probably streamers. I don't know. Like, if you gave me Josh Rosen maybe against Oakland, he doesn't have the same kind of weapons, but I could see that working out okay. I mean, if Lamar Jackson starts, maybe Lamar Jackson's your guy, because I don't know if he can throw at all, but all I need, please run. You know, give me 80 rushing yards and a touchdown, and that makes my day. I probably would take, you know, Prescott isn't that owned. Mariota's not that owned. Lamar Jackson, maybe. And then after that, maybe Eli.
What do you think of Aaron Jones going forward? Is he going to be essentially the man now in Green Bay?
In so far, like in the 2018 version of the man, I think so. And I was far from the the only thing that anybody who observes the NFL up close agreed on, the only thing we all agreed on, all 700 million of us, was that Aaron Jones should be playing more and that Mike McCarthy's just being stubborn. And now he's playing more and he's getting good results. Now, again, the yards per carry, my least favorite stat in the world, like that is always going to look skewed when someone makes one big long run. Jones just made the longest play from scrimmage in the league last week. But he's a good player. I don't know he's a great player, but he's a good player. And I can't tell you exactly how they use him. I can tell you how they have used him going forward. I can't tell you for sure it stays that way. But I think he's a good enough player to take advantage of it.
I know he's off this week, but we've been discussing Tom Brady's sort of statistical downfall. Has he been downgraded as a fantasy option too, or is fantasy-wise he's still putting up good enough numbers to consider a top quarterback?
Oh, I mean, I think probably if anything, it's the numbers. It's, you know, you're talking about the number downfall. That is fantasy. For fantasy, he's, you know, people are mad at him for sure. I think his actual how he's played on the field has been, it wasn't good this week. This was the first one where I'd say it's pretty bad, and Tennessee seemed to know what to do with him. I think he played great against Green Bay, played great against Kansas City. Just their James White is running touchdowns in, right? And in the end, you can't really control that. This is not the end of Tom Brady from what I've seen on film. This past week, he looked like he didn't want to get hit. He looked like we're losing by two touchdowns and these guys are clobbering me, and he was coming out of throws and, you know, just sort of like wincing and trying to not take a direct hit in a way that he doesn't normally do. But they're also getting drilled in that game. So it's something to keep an eye on. They get the Jets coming out of the bye. That feels like probably should be able to coast. For fantasy purposes, sure, it's definitely been a downgrade because, if you're throwing for 250 yards and two touchdowns, that's not good enough anymore in fantasy, which is that's the world we live in. It's crazy. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick has four games this year of 400 yards passing, which is just very stupid. Pat Mahomes has zero.
So a name I keep hearing mentioned is this is a guy you should own. Josh Adams. Are you believing in Josh Adams? And is he just the best running back that Philadelphia's got? Is he actually worth owning in a league?
If you're in a 10-team league, I can't really see owning Josh Adams. If you're in a 12, I bet there's probably one team in every 12-team league that could speculate on him. Probably not to start him this week, just because I don't know. I mean, the coach comes out and says a few nice words, and that doesn't mean anything. They say nice things all the time and then don't play guys. But they are certainly grasping for solutions. That Eagle offense has just, if you don't have a run game and you don't have a deep passing game, you get easier to defend no matter how cool your formations are. So they're looking for solutions. I'll tell you, the guy Josh Adams reminds me of is Latavius Murray. An upright runner, big guy, will run over somebody, not going to really ever make anyone miss. He's not going to be the one pulling the cart. He's going to be the one who benefits if the cart's moving, which is the story of Latavius' life. He could score some touchdowns if that Eagle offense got going. For me, Adams is probably a little bit more of a, like, somebody in every league can stash him, maybe not to play this week. But it's not a terrible idea if you've been struggling at running back. Take a look, pick him up, and we'll just see what the usage is like against the Saints.
So at this stage, is there any matchup you worry about with Pat Mahomes that you might say, okay, this is a tough matchup, maybe he's not going to put up numbers, or is he just must start every game from now on?
Yeah, I think he's must start every game. I thought he played great against Arizona. It's the first game where he didn't give you the great result, but he got sacked a bunch. He didn't make mistakes. He took field goals. He didn't, you know, make the big error that kept that game as close as it was. Really close, you know, and he's been better than I ever would have expected. He's been fantastic. And I'll say also, this is happens to be a season, at least where we stand mid-November, there really isn't a defense. In this NFL especially, where all there are points, they're going to set a record for the most points ever. is there a defense? Like, if, statistically speaking, if Tennessee is the best defense, are we really afraid of Tennessee? You know, like, it strikes me that it's not a year where there is that big looming scary threat where you go, uh-oh, Mahomes has to play, you know, the Chargers. I think he'll be all right.
Your thoughts on Andrew Luck and what you've seen of him? Do you feel like Andrew Luck's back into that sort of elite group of quarterbacks from a fantasy purpose? And kind of a follow-up to that, how many of those tight ends are you willing to – how deep are you willing to go on Colts tight ends that you're willing to start this week?
Yeah, in my Colts tight end only league, I'm killing it, man. I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck is being asked to run the Frank Reich system, and so there just isn't as much – it's the Carson Wentz system from last year. There's some downfield shots, but they're sporadic. It's much more throw to the tight end, misdirection, flood a zone. Like, he's not being asked to do the stuff that would show us for sure whether the laser rocket arm is back for Andrew Luck, and it might not be, but it's close enough. He's benefited from red zone luck the way, frankly, Carson Wentz did last year. Carson Wentz didn't have elite yardage and kept scoring passing touchdowns, and that's how Luck has been too. So maybe a little bit shy of the absolute best among, like, the very top tier of, you know, Mahomes and Rodgers and Breeze and, you know, right, maybe Cam Newton. But probably in that next tier, sure. The issue, of course, is that there's so many quarterbacks and wide receivers who are very usable right now. So I don't feel like Luck gives you any kind of, like, huge, massive advantage over your opponent in any given week. But he certainly leaves you in position. And as far as the tight ends go, like, at some point you just sort of lie back and give in about this Eric Ebron thing. Like, he played, I don't know, 15 snaps last week and scored 3 touchdowns. It's ridiculous. The logician in me says Jack Doyle should be started over Eric Ebron because he's playing more. Almost scored a touchdown himself last week, but then Mo Alley-Cox steals it.
Yeah, stole it.
Listen, I'll play either one. Tight end's a dumpster fire. I'll play either one. So, you know, if you're going to be logical about it, it seems like Doyle would be your guy.
All right.
That's Christopher Harris. Check out
it's Chris Harris, Fred.
Chris Harris. Check out harrisfootball.com. And follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. Joins us every Thursday, talks fantasy. Chris, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, enjoy the game. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What do we have here? Dirt free.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you guys about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. And listen, your carpets, they took a beating over the summer when your kids were out of school. Well, they're about to be back in school, or they're about to be back out of school for Thanksgiving break, Christmas break. They're just going to wreck your floors even more. Take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet's fall special going on now. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100, plus they'll throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, people like to have those lighter colored fabrics. It looks nice if you keep it clean. If you don't, it looks rough. Get their fall special today. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281 Dirt Free. Go chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, all without soaps or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. Give them a call now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for you for just $100. It's 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
A RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Jackson's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, Jackson's Grill House Bar and Bistro. Let's not forget Bistro.
Bistro makes it. That's how you know it's fancy.
Yeah. There's you can't walk into a bistro and say, wow, this place is a dump.
Yeah,
because but no, this is a really fantastic place. High marks for the food, high marks for the atmosphere. Good crowd here tonight, and if you're just getting off work, come see us. We'll be here for a little over an hour still. So,
well, there's a big surprise, Fred. Mookie Betts is the AL MVP.
Oh,
as
man.
A shock to no one,
man.
He hit 346, 32 homers, and 80 runs batted in. He is your AL MVP. I'm waiting to see the vote breakdown.
Alex Bregman over under 4 in the voting.
I was bullied into saying that he would be he'd be in the top 3, and I said there was zero chance. I shouldn't say zero. There's 1% chance he'd be in the top 3. But I think 4 or 5 is fitting. I mean, I would say any higher than that is.
Well, and for some reason, I guess a lot of these old school guys, if you play DH, they don't even consider you no matter what J.D. Martinez did. So maybe he won't finish as high as I thought he should. But no surprise in the NL either.
No.
Yelich won that.
Yep.
All
right. Here we go. Alex Bregman, 5th.
Okay.
He got 1 second place vote. Mookie Betts got 28 out of the 30 first place votes.
Okay, probably deservedly so.
Mike Trout finishes 2nd.
He sucks.
Okay. Jose Ramirez, 3rd. J.D. Martinez, 4th.
Really good.
So that lets you know what not playing the field costs you.
Yeah, which is kind of unfair. To me, he was the second best player, at least offensively.
He was the best offensive player in my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you don't play the field, I do see how they could penalize you. Bregman, 4 or Bregman 5, Francisco Lindor 6. Which, man, that's a tough one if you're taking into account fielding. I don't know how Francisco Lindor is not higher than 6.
Kind of tells you how tough it was this year.
Yeah, good crop. Let's see, Chapman 7th, Chris Davis 8th, Blake Snell 9th, Justin Verlander 10.
So the Astros had 2 of the top 10.
Yep, and Jose Altuve was 14th. He got a 9th place vote.
Yeah, that's just a Justin courtesy vote there.
Yeah, Verlander got a 6th place vote. I mentioned Bregman got 1 first place.
1 second
place. Or 1 second place and 4 third place votes. So he on everybody's ballot, he was somewhere between 2 and 7. So good solid season for Bregman.
I would not have had Mike Trout 2nd. He's terrible.
I don't think Mike Trout's terrible. He's pretty good.
I can't really argue with any of it. I would have had Martinez 2nd, though.
Yeah. So good. You know, it's hard to argue. I said Betts. I wouldn't have put.
Jason's got a nice place here.
He really does, man. Is he out of here?
Yeah, he's out of here. So,
I would have put. I guess it's a tough call to make with J.D. Martinez because he's not a fielder, but he was so good this year, and I think he was the difference maker from the Red Sox being a good team to being the best team.
I'll never understand the difference between trotting a guy out into right field to play crappy right field and put up big numbers versus being a DH.
Or like standing him on first base. Like would that make him suddenly the best player if he stood out there and played a mediocre first base? I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one of those purest things. That
I mean,
I'm never
to be
over.
Fair, Mookie Betts is he's elite defensively.
He is
elite offensively. So it's like it makes sense.
Well, and I'm not saying he would have beaten Betts, but I do think that he had a better year than the two guys ahead of him.
Well, and it's also difficult to make that call when, you know, 2 of the top 5 guys play for the same team.
Yeah.
You know, you could say the same thing about Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor.
They're going to split the votes.
They're going to split votes. So I think that you could argue that this year being a year where Bregman was the only guy the only guy who could possibly get legitimate MVP votes. He was from the Astros, so he got a nice little bump. Even Matt Chapman and Chris Davis, who finished 7 and 8, play for the same team. It's not an easy thing to overcome.
All right, let's squeeze in a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, we go to Florida.
All right.
Where even a speeding event being pulled over by police is not normal. Because authorities in Florida said they pulled over a
run up there and get a business card.
Fred Flintstone for speeding in his footmobile, which was actually disguised as a smart car. And a guy is dressed as Fred Flintstone. And it was disguised as a smart car, but he was a footmobile. And he was pulled over for speeding in the Bedrock Point subdivision in Wesley Chapel.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So
We got to do a little business here in the middle of the gym of the day here because I wanted to get Jason's card. But
thank you, man.
Yeah. The sheriff's office said Fred Flintstone was released with a notice to appear in court. And the whole thing was designed to look like Fred Flintstone. And he's dressed like him. And he got arrested.
Oh.
Because it's Florida.
That's really stupid.
It is.
How fast was he going? Does it say?
Doesn't say. It's a subdivision, so he probably, if you're going 15 miles an hour, you're probably speeding.
Yeah.
Right. It's not really a footmobile. It's a smart car, but
right.
it looks like one.
Like the footmobile.
Yeah. And he's dressing like
he's not wearing shoes.
No.
He went hardcore with that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing dude did this on purpose just to get
attention.
That's
probably a good guess.
Because it's Florida.
Yep.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know what'll make people happy? The New York Yankee who finished highest in the voting.
Oh, I thought you were going a totally different direction with this.
Finished 12th. So Astros fans like that. Because like now that they won a World Series, Astros fans consider
all the
Yankees a rivalry.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I got them. Suck that, Yankees.
I see.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Bill Advisor, Fred.
Please do.
If you own your home, listen to me. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth. Our friends at Bill Advisor are about to save you some money. And it's always been a pain to shop for a better deal on your home insurance. And someone came around and, you know, they finally made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. For the longest time, it was just impossible. It used to take hours to get a decent quote. Bill Advisor's got a new system that's even faster. And they're going to save you a bunch of money. They'll deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds. Can't beat that. Using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. Get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings are real, guys. Average homeowner saving over $790 a year. It's real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes to wait around anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save on your home insurance. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.